want to start us off with an opening statement?
Yeah. What a great day for Maryland soccer and for the state of Maryland. This was a fantastic atmosphere, and this was one of the great moments in our soccer history because it's the first ACC championship that we're able to win in the state of Maryland. I'll cherish this one forever, and I think all of our alumni and fans will as well. I thought today we played a great game, our best game of the year. The last time we played North Carolina at our place, I thought we played a great game, but we almost gave the game away at the end, and we had to fight and scratch to get the result. I thought today we were very sharp in all phases of the game, and I thought we deserved the victory against one of the great teams in college soccer, and certainly the best defensive team that we've seen in the nation. So for us to get two goals on them when they've given up only four all year is a credit to our total team effort. So, great day.
How important was it for you guys to get that opening goal off the set piece? You know, when you're up against a defense like that, to score there, that was huge for you, right?
Well, it was a huge lift for us. I mean, we got the goal in the set piece on Friday night to win the game, and we've really worked on that aspect of our game, and we've become more dangerous. But what was really special was for Dakota to be the guy that put the ball in the back of the net. You know, he really struggled on Friday. He's been battling a little bit of a cold, and we talked to him, and both the coaches and the players, and really believe in him. And he's just had a great year for us, and for him to have not only the first goal but just a great game all the way around is a credit to him and really to the culture of our team because the guys really picked him up after Friday night, and he really responded well. I'm really proud of him.
Patrick, I guess you, when you find out that the tournament's going to be here, you expect something, a certain atmosphere, but when you're actually out there, what was that like, and what did it mean to you to have some people show
that? Well, first, I think the crew would have traveled anywhere to see us, so I mean, I wasn't too worried about that, but I knew since it was in our backyard, they were going to come out in numbers, and they did, and like you said, we got that early goal, and you could really feel the crowd getting behind us, and we were getting behind each other on the field, and yeah, I think it made a great difference to us. Like Sasha said, it was great having the championship here in Maryland. We loved it, so it was great, like I said.
John, what does this mean to you as a fourth-year senior? You know, I don't think it's not your first ACC championship, if I'm not mistaken, but what does that just mean to win as a senior?
I mean, it means everything. I mean, we set three goals this year. We wanted to be regular season ACC champs, tournament champs, and national champs, and so far we've accomplished two of our goals, and I think, you know, as a senior, you know, we're leaders on this team, and it means a lot to us. But this was a whole team effort. It wasn't just the seniors that should be highlighted. It's everyone, from the freshmen to the upperclassmen.
Sasha, you said that you worked to make sure you get it here. What kind of hurdles did you face, and what was your kind of message for this is why you should bring it to Maryland?
Well, you know, first of all, the atmosphere we have at Ludwig Field and the tremendous support we have there is unparalleled in the ACC. And I also know that this has got a great soccer culture here. And, we wanted to really expand the visibility of the ACC, and I really wanted to make sure we don't get stuck in North Carolina all the time. I mean, they've got a great facility there, and we've won a number of championships there, national and tournament championships. But it means a lot to me to bring it to this area. I've been here for 20 years. I love this place. And you saw by the turnout today how much people respect college soccer. And love watching us play and watching good soccer, and this was a better atmosphere than last year's College Cup. This was a magical day for college soccer, and it means a lot to me because I spend every day fighting for the good of the college soccer, and to see something like this is further proof that the game is growing, it's moving in the right direction, and it makes it even more special for me.
You talked a lot of this season about your team's depth, and obviously that is a big handle. You got two games in 3 days, but do you think that was a big difference between you and Carolina? You got more guys coming in, not just today, but also on Friday?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of quality players that deserve to play, and today we're able to rotate quite a few in our midfield midfield and also up top. And we also have some guys that were off the other day and stepped up. I mean, we talked about Helge Leikvang coming in and being a super player for us in the back, and we've had different people step up throughout the year, and I think the most important thing is the humility in our locker room. The fact that there's so many talented players who are embracing and understanding their role has been a real credit to the players putting the we in front of the me.
Patrick, you were nodding your head when Sasha was talking about Dakota's performance today. You know, he gave you that such a big lift there, giving you the little goal. You know, what did you think of his performance today? You know, just coming in, freshman defender, just making a huge impact.
I mean, I thought he played great, like he has the majority of the season. I was nodding my head because I love our freshman class, especially Dakota as well, and it meant a lot to me for him to get that goal on such a big stage for him, because I know it's a moment that I'll never forget. And like I said, he's been great all year, so I just think today just highlights how great he's been for us. And like you said, he had a rough game on Friday night, but recovering and coming back in and remain positive, like, all the credit to him in the world.
Sash, the two guys to the left, to the right of you, an unbelievable 1-2 punch. Rate them among your best 1-2 punches you've had?
They're right up there. I mean, you're challenging my memory right now, but they're really special players, and to see the way that they work together off the field to lead this team and really, you know, look for each other. You know, I can't take them off the field because I need them on there at all times. And they're just really special guys. You know, they can change a game in an instant, but also have, you know, we define our program with white-collar talent and a blue-collar work ethic, and that's what these guys are. They've got white-collar talent, but they got a blue-collar work ethic. And when your leaders have that influences the whole team, and they've been fantastic in that role, along with, you know, Taylor Camp and London Woodbury and so on as down the line.
What was the biggest difference between today and Friday night? Was in the first half, it's just
I think Friday night we were a little tense, a little tight. I think after the fact, when I think there was just a lot of internal pressure to make sure we play on this Sunday, and perhaps I may have brought that onto the team a little bit because I wanted this so badly, and I think after we got through that game, I think we exhaled. We realized there's some things we just weren't doing right, some little details. And today we really put them together. I mean, we were good on both sides of the ball. We played some very good possession attacking soccer, and our defending was just exquisite. I was really, really impressed with our team over the 90 minutes.
Is it humbling for you guys to know that you've now beaten one of the best defenses statistically ever in college soccer? You've beaten them twice this year. But is it humbling to know that you might see them again, maybe perhaps in another championship or another game?
Yeah, I mean, after we played them the first time, I said publicly, there's a good chance we'll see them again. And, you know, there's another chance we might see them again, but we're going to see some very good teams moving forward. I think the key to today's game, you know, still ended up being that defensively we're extremely committed. And, you know, we wanted to be the better team defensively. And I thought our effort